towards justice. Part 4, A Simple Code of Morality. Author's note: regarding a moral code, I personally like the admonition to love God with one's whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others as oneself, since I have a very clear understanding of what I mean by God, love, and others. Stating a moral code using these terms would not be useful for people with different understandings of these words. The intent here is to propose principles that could be embraced by all people. A Simple Code of Morality. 1. Protect oneself and those for whom one is responsible from harm. 2. Do no harm. Harm. Harm includes causing bodily damage or pain, assault or forced invasion into any bodily orifice or organ, forced restriction of freedom of movement, restriction of the ability to contract or work for gain, damaging or stealing property, invasion of home or personal physical space, mental invasion such as personal spying, intrusion, mind control, indoctrination, eliminating or implanting memory, or implanting thought or emotion, including subliminal, audio, visual, or electromagnetic material or signals, putting at risk of being harmed, a threat to do harm that is believable to the recipient, damaging the subtle body, mind, or soul, or breaking a promise or contract. Indirect harm, which is real harm, can be done by inciting or enticing others or conspiring to do harm, bearing false witness, slander, or libel, doing harm to people or property because someone cares deeply about them, or failing to act or provide information needed to protect the life or liberty of others. Harm does not include offending someone's pride, hurting someone's feelings, disagreeing with an opinion, idea, or philosophy, speaking or writing anything truthful that does not promote harm, speaking or writing an opinion, idea, or philosophy, destroying illusion, which causes painful emotions, failing to provide someone's preference or do what someone wants, or looks or gestures toward adults. Harm can be done by means of physical actions, words, thought, or willpower. Relative harm must be weighed. Children can be harmed by actions that would not harm adults. Embezzling from a company harms not only the owners, but also employees and customers. Cheating or stealing from a government harms all the governed, even if they never find out about it. Responsibility. One is responsible for one's actions, words, and thoughts and their effects. Thoughts adhere to similar thoughts and influence the entire universe. One is not responsible for the emotions or reactions of other adults. People are responsible for their own emotions, actions, and reactions. Reference: Dr. Ilahea Kata-Len learned the Hawaiian technique Ho'oponopono and documented its healing effects. One is responsible in appropriate measure for oneself, one's children, one's spouse or family partners, whether legalized or not, one's adult children when they are frail or disabled, one's parents when they are frail or disabled, one's siblings when they are orphaned children, frail or disabled, proper use and protection of one's property, including things, plants, animals, real property, and intellectual property, one's friends, neighbors, and local community, one's region and country, one's planet, and the human race. One must protect oneself as necessary first. Relative responsibility must be weighed. We have more responsibility for ourselves than for our siblings, more responsibility for our children than for our neighbor's children. One's life is more important than keeping a commitment that may endanger one's life. One is not responsible for any condition or situation which one has no ability to change or affect. Where there is no benefit or ability, there can be no duty or responsibility. One is not responsible for the actions of other adults who act with their own volition. Compassion may be appropriate, but one is not responsible for the pain of adults and children to the extent that they are responsible when that pain is a direct result of their own choices. One is also not responsible for one's actions when one is controlled by another. When one is forced to act by physical force, legal force, or threat of harm, then the person or entity applying the force or threat is responsible for those actions and their effects.